AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is pushing the top four leaders in Congress to move fast on averting a government shutdown and approving more aid for Ukraine and Israel. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
We got a lot of work to do.
On averting a looming partial shutdown this weekend.
It's Congress's responsibility from the government.
And helping Ukraine.
The need is urgent.
After the meeting.
One of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he, GOP counterpart Mitch McConnell, top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries, and both the President and Vice President made clear to House Speaker Mike Johnson Ukraine funding cannot wait.
We would, in all likelihood, lose the war.
But Johnson never mentioned Ukraine aid to reporters afterward, insisting there's another priority.
Our border and making sure it's secure.
The speaker has so far refused to bring the security aid up for a vote. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron hinted of a possibility ground troops could be sent into Ukraine. Germany and Poland say that is not being considered. Major General Pat Ryder is a Pentagon spokesman.
We have no plans to send U.S. service members to fight in Ukraine. The president has been pretty clear on that, and that continues to be our position.
The Kremlin warned a direct conflict between NATO and Russia would be inevitable if the alliance sends combat troops. Court documents show a Washington state man plans to plead guilty to charges he helped kill more than 3,000 birds, including eagles, on a Montana Indian reservation, then illegally selling their feathers. A second suspect remains at large. A bill in Florida to allow people to file wrongful death lawsuits over the death of a fetus is being shelved because of the political fallout from an Alabama Supreme Court decision that frozen embryos are legally protected children. This is AP News. Britain's Prince William decided to pull out of a memorial service for his father's cousin because of a personal matter.
Kensington Palace announced the decision by the Prince of Wales to not attend the service for his godfather, Constantine II of Greece. The palace declined to elaborate on what the personal matter was, but said the Princess of Wales, who's recovering from abdominal surgery, continues to do well. Constantine died in January of last year at the age of 82. William's father, King Charles III, who's being treated for an undisclosed form of cancer, will also not be attending the service. Karen Chamas, London.
Toyota is recalling about 381,000 Tacoma mid-size pickup trucks because a part can separate from the rear axle, increasing the risk of a crash. Toyota wouldn't say if there's been any crashes or injuries caused by the problem. Dealers will inspect the rear axle and tighten retaining nuts at no cost to the owners. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.